Okay, call the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Thank you, Roshan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 24-491, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved that council with the corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby move into committee of the whole land.
7:27 PM
to discuss the township's cemeteries. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Okay, I guess a couple of issues here with this, and again, this is open to the public as well if anybody wants to join in person on Zoom. A couple of issues that have arisen that came back up, I guess, with the private columbariums. We've dealt with this before, but there's another request, and I think that's two or three now that we've had. And you did receive, Carly received information in the past, and we sort of had resolutions based on that information saying that, no, we don't want to get into that, into the private columbariums. And so we left it at that, but more people are still coming forward with it, so it's just sort of going back to some of those issues that might be associated with it, and whether we've changed our minds or whether you still want to stay away from those. So I don't know whether Carly has any information to add other than what they told us in the letter.
No, no, not at this time. But council can decide which way they want to go.
I guess it's more concerned with the upkeep and the liability if it's a private one, because it sounds as if it's a structure, and that's going to create more problems, and then we're responsible for it as a township, as a structure. Even if they take everything out of it, then it's there. The other issue, too, that came up with this one, I guess, I don't know if it was actually, it was just through discussions in the office. I don't know if it was an actual application of a larger headstone, as opposed to what we have in the cemetery bylaw. There's a limit there on the size. And some are trying to consolidate, I guess, if they can't go to the columbarium, maybe a larger headstone with more names on them. And again, council has to make the call on that, whether you want to revisit cemetery bylaw and look at the size of the headstones, whether that should be increased. The one concern, of course, if you have multiple names, families on one, and it's damaged, then it's probably going to cost more for repair as opposed to having individual ones. And I'm not sure if, say, three families on one headstone would be better as far as taking up space as in three individual ones. I'm not sure how that would work. But that's another thing I think we have to look at and revisit our cemetery bylaw and what it says. We haven't had too many concerns up to this point, but obviously as things change and as people have different ideas and ways of doing things, then we may have to consider a change. So I just wasn't sure. The other issue, of course, in all of this, too, is, and I know we ran into it years and years ago, the township used to be responsible through the funeral home, whoever was in charge, to actually prepare the cemetery plot, whether it be for, it wasn't so much cremations back then as it was the full burial. And so the township would look after that and be paid through the funeral home. They always were assured then that it would be available when they come out for the service. But a lot of these happened on weekends. And so our township crew would have to be called in specially on the weekend and prepare the plot. So what we decided, again, this is over a decade ago, was that the funeral home itself would be responsible for hiring a contractor to come in and prepare. The township would still lay out the actual location and make sure it was all done properly, but they wouldn't be responsible for the actual preparation. So you have to decide, too, whether you want to go back to the township being part of this or leave it with the funeral homes. Councilor Cackley.
Well, on that point, so that would be for a service through a funeral home, but the issue arises when you have people who are not having a service through a funeral home and are having a private service, and for the interment of cremation, then they're advised that they have to dig their own hole. The township goes out and marks the spot, and they have to dig their own hole. And some of the people that I've spoken to are not in any health, physical health to be able to dig their own hole for their cremation remains. So I think that we have to review what is available to those individuals.
Yeah, it's a question of, you know, how involved is the township going to get? And again, do we have employees that would do that? I don't think it arises that often, maybe more so now. I don't know, the more cremations probably. Quite often it is a cemetery board that takes over that responsibility, and all they have to do is make contact with the board, and then they would prepare it, or bring somebody in, a contractor who could do it. We're in a little different situation since the council, in a sense, is the board. Although we're sort of the board, we meet as this committee of the whole, as opposed to having cemetery board meetings. And the cemetery board itself, a number of years back, because of various reasons, was disbanded and turned over to the council. So it's a good point you raised. If it's funeral homes, I don't think we have a problem, but family burials, doing it on their own, yes.
Yeah, and in both situations that I was advised of, the individuals were shocked that they would have to dig their own hole. They didn't realize that, you know, that the burial process involved them actually having to dig their own hole. So if we could maybe contact some of the funeral homes, whoever they contract for, you know, the full-scale grave digging, if that same contractor would provide some type of a schedule for what service they could provide for the hole for cremation remains.
Councilor Zulak.
So do we know if you are cremated, how deep the hole has to be? It's not the same as a regular burial,
no,
is it?
It's not that deep, no.
No. It's only like,
it's a few feet. I'm not exactly sure. It's not too many feet, but
yeah, and it's
certainly
and
not
it's just
six
a
feet.
Small.
Right. Yeah, the only ones I've seen are been arranged through the funeral home. It's never been done by a family, so I don't know.
Ones that I've been to was the family. Everybody took a shovel and
they become part of it,
yeah,
in a sense.
The family. It was like everyone then passed the shovel to the family and everyone.
I've seen them throw dirt, you know, the hole everyone threw dirt in, but I've never
seen.
Oh,
that was it.
I've never
seen
that.
That was it, throwing the
hole.
Dirt in. Sorry. Yeah. No, not digging the hole. That's right. Sorry, Mike. It was, yeah, everyone took part and they threw a shovel. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier for the township, I think, if it had to go through a funeral home.
Right.
And
yeah,
you'd be done, you would hope, professionally.
Yeah.
Because when the holes are dug, yeah, you don't want the dirt being spewed over onto somebody else's site. So, but yeah, like you said, Dave, I think maybe we should look at the bylaw, I guess.
The whole thing, even like you were saying, the height of the
right
things may have changed. My only concern with the cremation ones with the columbariums, I'm just afraid of vandalism if somebody ever got into them and, you know, just threw the ashes anywhere, like with the tombstone itself, you know, you can repair it somewhat, but with other, I would just be worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah, reading through this information, then yes, that was something that sort of became a concern for me as well, that all of a sudden now you're responsible for no one breaking that, they call it a niche open.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess we'll just ask Harvey then. And I know you don't want to still put out the cemetery bylaw again, probably, but we could just revisit that at some point.
Sure.
And in the meantime, I guess those are asking for it. I think that was one of the things that was suggested, that if there are no private columbariums, then they would look at headstones. I think that was the last idea from that one individual.
And a lot of these requests are pre-planning as well, so if council wanted to look at the cemetery bylaw in the next couple of months, then these families could just wait until council makes a decision and then order their order accordingly.
Okay. Sounds good. Anyone from the public wish to weigh in on this topic? Okay, we have resolution 24-492, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Kekkonen, be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at
7:37 p.m.
Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-493, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Haslam, be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the August 20th, 2024 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Moved by Councilor Kekkonen, seconded by Councilor Zulak, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received the draft minutes of the August 1st, 2024 meeting of the Township of McKellar Recreation Committee. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-495, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the District of Parry Sound Municipal Association Fall 2024 meeting agenda and further authorize Acting Clerk Administrator Carly Britton and all members of Council to attend on September the 27th, 2024, with all applicable expenses to be paid by the Township. Discussion? Do you want to mention location?
Yep, it's going to be Point Barrow
Community. Well, I know, it's just not in the resolution, and that's why I wondered if the public saw that.
No, it will be, it's being hosted by the Township of Archipelago, and it will be in Point Barrow Community Center. And we had it there once before, it was really lovely. Yeah. And it's going to be, what's his name, Carly? Who's going to be doing the dinner?
Oh, Jim McCrudy.
Jim McCrudy will be doing the meal. And I think I went to something he did at the Stocky Center. It was really, he put on a really good meal.
Yeah, I've been to meals that he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
And what else? There's should be some discussion on Bill 185, I understand. So.
Yeah, it looks like a full agenda. So
let's see where that goes.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now, resolution 24-496, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, seconded by Councilor Zulak, be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board CAO reports for April, May, and June 2024 for information purposes. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen.
Always appreciate the information the District of Parry Sound Social Services CAO provides. Just wondering why we received the April, May, June 2023 reports and not the April, May, June 2024 report.
And my apologies. They were sent by Councilor Bray. I will contact her to get the 2024 ones, unless those reports, just the titles were wrong, but I'll confirm.
No, I look back to the April and May and June of 2023, and these are the reports we received in 2023.
They thought it was so good that they'd repeat it.
I was wondering why everything looks so familiar.
So you want to defer this? And until we actually get the report?
Yes.
Okay, call the question for deferral. All those in favor? None opposed. Resolution 24-497, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryland, whereas the fall of grace for period for acceptance of clean brush, leaves, and yard waste runs from September the 15th to October the 15th in any year, in accordance with bylaw number 2023-55, being a bylaw to regulate the use and operation of the township transfer station, and whereas the areas designated for such materials are presently at capacity, and whereas the tire depot is over capacity with no haulers presently removing said tires, and whereas the continued collection of said tires creates potential environmental and liability risks, now therefore be it resolved to Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, instruct the Public Works staff to clear the areas designated for clean brush, leaves, and tires, with the latter clearance to be achieved through an agreement with a local company at cost, and further be it resolved that a moratorium be placed on the acceptance of, at any time, of clean brush, leaves, and tires, with notice being provided to the public at least 2 months in advance, during which time ongoing discussions regarding the reinstatement of said services will occur. Discussion? I can tell you what precipitated this. It's interesting because having attended at the site just yesterday, I guess, much of the leaves that I had seen for the past couple of weeks had been removed. So I don't know what's happened in the interim. But my concern was that with the grace period coming up, that it's going to be even more coming in, and it was full. And with the tires, of course, we have a problem with those. The hauler is just, we're on a list apparently, but that list is being there for some time. Apparently, Carling has been picked up, which is good. That's a positive sign. But I also understand there was a depot fire somewhere in the city.
Yeah.
Was it the same company?
Yeah, and we did get a date today, actually. I wouldn't hold your breath, but they had said that they will put us on the list for Friday, September 13th.
Oh, that's a bad day.
So, again, that is a tentative date for pickup. I'm unsure if we will be, but they gave that date to Tom today because he's been calling every week.
I guess the concern is, even once they are picked up, if they are, let's hope they are, can we continue this service? Is it guaranteed that there's going to be a regular pickup? It's been very difficult to actually have them come. And if we can't do anything with them, if we can't transfer them, and that's what we are, as a transfer station, we can't keep them, then we have to look at the continuance of the service, whether we can provide it or not. Other places can provide the service. I'm not sure whether McDougal would take them at a cost to residents. And you try to provide what you can for the residents, but there comes a point where it's a drop-off for them, but then the township as a whole is left with it, and where do we put it? And we have the one transfer station certificate of approval. That's all we have for the township. So it becomes difficult then if we don't have a hauler to take some of these away. And so we're just looking for solutions, whether we continue the service. And I know when we stopped before, we went to 1 month for the grace period as opposed to two, and all kinds of people complained, and we had to return some money because they said they weren't notified in time. And so that's why I want to make sure that there is public notice that the program, just like the construction waste quite a few years back, was stopped, and that people had to take any construction waste to McDougal or other places, but we wouldn't accept it any further. So we're at that stage now with tires, brush, leaves, because we can't get rid of them, or do you want to continue the program and have them pile up there, trying to come up with a solution what we do with them. It's not an easy subject, certainly, and we want to provide what we can to the public, but we have to make sure, too, that they don't stay there. We're not a landfill. So just some thoughts. I think that would be good with this resolution. Councillor Tech?
I wonder if someone can send some correspondence to the Resource Productivity and Recovery Authority, because they send out compliance bulletins, and to receive some type of confirmation assurance that their program is functioning they're according to provincial legislation. And maybe this is something that should be brought up at the DPSN meeting. Is there other municipalities that are having problems with the tire collection, and should there be a collective voice, you know, bringing this concern to the province, which you know, oversees, and this is a legislated issue. You know, it's the same as plastic recycling. If there's mismanagement at the other end and only 10% of all plastic is ever recycled, it's up to those who understand there's a problem to hold those who are running the programs accountable. So we need to voice our concerns to ensure that what we're being told is accurate and things are functioning the way that they're supposed to be structured.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there'll be time to put it on the Municipal Association agenda, but
if you want to draft a resolution, we can bring it forward at the business portion of the meeting.
Okay, that'd be good. And do you have an address, maybe Carly has it, for who we would write to, responsible for the program, and find out why it's seems to be broken?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, when they talk about a circular economy, and you know that everything's functioning perfect and everything's going good, and then when we see firsthand that, or we read documents, you know, that it's not functioning and things aren't being managed properly, then it's, well, now someone has to be held accountable, because there's people sitting at the top that are getting paid to ensure that things are being managed properly.
Well, the tires, that sounds promising for the 13th. We can defer this if you wish. As I say, the leaves seem to have taken care of themselves. I'm not sure about the brush, but...
So is there a problem getting rid of the leaves?
Well, that's a concern. We're a transfer station, and there might be a problem getting rid of them, yes. Where do they go?
So then, can we confirm that there's no issue where the leaves and brush are currently going, that's going to be there's a commitment to that location? Or do we need to start putting forward a new proposal to Ministry of the Environment regarding a separate location for brush adjacent to the current footprint where the municipality does own property?
Yeah, I know Councillor Haskin mentioned this before too, and I'm not sure you want to approach MOE. When I see a number, Whitestone itself is running into a problem from landfill, there'll soon be a transfer station. I'm not sure if they want landfill, and that's really what it'll be in a sense. You're not transferring it. We can certainly try it, but I just don't want it to have any effect on what program we have available now as a transfer station. I'm not sure if they want brush or leaves collected, whether it be the lot beside it or wherever. And as long as they're amenable to it, but they just seem to be going the other way now that everything is a transfer in this area. And they're starting sending it to larger centers, or those who have a larger footprint for a certificate of approval. McDougall has a large one, and that's why years back we tried to get the whole waste management program, all the townships together on that, but that fell apart pretty quickly. And McDougall seems to have the approval for a number of items, and they're not a transfer, they're a landfill. And so that's, we were threatened, of course, before we were transferred, once we were going to be closed as a landfill, that we'd be sending all our material to down the Highway 400 corridor down to Michigan. That was the first thought that came to mind, and then this is why the waste management group came together. I think let's keep our garbage locally if we can, and not all that expense and air pollution, etc., all the things that would be involved in moving it. But we can approach MOE if you think there's any chance, but as I say, they seem to be tending more lately to going to transfer stations, not landfill. So whether they would approve stockpiling of brush, leaves, there is a potential, just as we saw with the depot in Toronto, for a liability with that stockpile too. So,
well, I think in any case, you know, if we continue receiving brush and leaves, to determine if there's going to be an allocated place that will continue to receive it.
Yeah, so what we could do, I mean, we could certainly write to them and see, and hopefully it wouldn't have any impact on what we're doing now. And if they say, no, you can't have it, then we may have to discontinue the service. But that's something we can investigate with the MOE, see what they say.
And, you know, with the current location or, you know, with any place where you're going to be transferring anything, they have to be following the guidelines as well. I know that's certain pits, gravel pits, they have areas where they're just burying, you know, any of that kind of inert fill, like stumps and that kind of stuff. I think we need to look at different options just so we can confirm that, you know, we've done our due diligence and that there are locations, or we've looked at all the options and there are no locations.
Well, I think as Councillor Haskin mentioned before too, with another situation, an environmental assessment will probably have to be done as well. And you do that up front sort of thing to make sure that you've covered yourself. And because they're in that particular location, obviously what they were concerned about for the landfill was Lee's Creek that flowed down and behind, and it does flow behind that other piece of property as well. So whether we go to MOE first and start the process, or whether we go to environmental company, maybe Azimuth, who's been doing the review all along of the closed landfill, it's certainly a journey to probably worth undertaking, because we were told even by the project administrator just recently that our site that was approved as a transfer station years ago is probably, because of the increased population and the increased refuse that's coming in, it may not even be adequate now, so we may have to expand. And I'm not sure if MOE would let us expand. They had us limited even more so than what we have now. When we first started, we had to increase the footprint, which they agreed to. I'm not sure they would let us do anything more. We are rather limited, unless, as you say, that other piece next door could be used as well. Whether that be an expansion of the transfer station or whether it be for solid, such as branches and leaves as a landfill. But I think probably our first step would be MOE and just tell them that we're seeking information, not that we want anything done with what we're doing right now. But there will be investigations, certainly, with today's programs as soon as you approach MOE. Councilor Zulak.
I was just, when we approached them, and like if we said that we have this piece of property and to dispose of leaves and brush, what are the requirements? Like maybe if it's shredded, maybe they would accept it more, like, you know, it goes
mm-hmm.
through the mulch or
idea.
Something.
Yep.
Yeah, because anybody can rent in a shredder. And
yeah, just
yeah.
all over the property.
Sounds like the answer there. I just wonder whether we could just give direction to Carly to start looking into it.
Yeah.
Councilor Keckman.
When you start going through that expense of site preparation and then shredding the stuff, McDougall already brings in a big shredder every fall, and they shred the wood products, and they use that for cover material on the landfill site. That, you know, now you have to start looking at, you know, the cost of both options. I don't know.
I know previous council had that program too for the mulching, and but they had to hire equipment to do it, to come in and rent it, and then the trucks would have to take that away too. And the program, it just sort of fell apart. I guess it started, and I don't know where it went for a year or two. And it's just a question of where do you save the mulch. They were even offering to take the mulch to people's private property, but that didn't go over too well. And so the mulching is a possibility if MOE approves something like that. That's an idea. It'd certainly be a lot smaller or different situation. And maybe, I mean, people in the township have talked about mulching as well. Not just with the brush. They're also talking about other programs that we can maybe institute, although that's another whole matter. But
like a composting?
Composting, that, yeah.
Well, that's,
I know,
that's hugely complex, and that's why Perry Sound ended their composting program.
Yeah. I think if we just deal with the brush and the leaves and the tires for now.
You never know, maybe they'd allow us to dig a hole and bury all the leaves. It's only natural stuff. Like if we shredded the brush and I don't know. That's what I mean about the required. Ask them, like, you know, we have this large piece of land and we have Russian leaves. Can it be shredded and buried or spread it, shredded and spread about?
I think it releases gases, leaves in particular, as they decompose, right? And I don't know that they're toxic or anything. I don't think they
are.
Well,
look at all the toxic gases in the bush.
I know. I don't even know. I've heard that somewhere, but I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying it might be a consideration. And certainly if we had an environmental company look, I would think they could identify those issues for us. So,
well, which Councillor Haskins suggested Carly let me into this with all their spare time.
Yeah.
I don't think spend a lot of time on, but you can contact the other municipalities enough and email them, say, clean brush leaves, what do you guys all do? You know, and if not getting, and then MOE also, see if there's a contact there and say, you know, what.
See, one of the problems we have with the surrounding, a lot of them are landfills still. They're not transferred.
Right.
And
okay.
Whitestone can't accept them at one of their dumps. So they've
right.
had to move some of the things they accepted into their secondary site. But we just have the one site where we just transfer, so it's hard to compare sometimes.
Yeah.
But we could certainly do that, look at what they have. I'm just wondering at what point do we contact MOE and whether we should have a spokesperson do that, whether it be an environmentalist or who.
Right.
Because at some point they'll be looking at that and what are the pros and cons of what we're suggesting.
Well, I'm sure if you contact them, they'll say, this is what you have to do, right? You need to have an environmentalist, or you need to have this and this and this, and then that leaves us, okay, so now we know what they want. Do we want to go ahead with that, or?
Yeah, my only concern is, as I say, there seems to be a trend now to transfer stations. Whitestone, it will soon be happening to them. And they realize that, they're working on it. York landfill that they have will probably be closed down, and they'll be in a similar boat to what we're in. So,
do all the townships accept leaves and brush?
That's a
question.
I don't know. As I say, if it's a landfill, they would probably think they would, but they'd fill up pretty quickly.
Yeah, they probably, I mean, you would almost think compact it down with a dozer or something.
Yeah.
After a while, you would almost think. Make it disappear. But whether that's legal, I don't, whether they're doing it legally, I don't know. That's, yeah, some questions. And
so, investigation, you want to defer this or and see what happens with the tires?
Yeah.
Is there an expectation we'd hear or not hear something, but they would actually do something with the tires in the short term?
She said 13th.
We have a date, just not sure if it's happen or not, but we have a date, so.
On that basis, it would make sense to defer it until we knew the answer to that part anyhow, so.
Okay, call the question for deferral. All those in favor? Not opposed. Resolution 24-498, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby authorized the McKellar Fall Fair to use the Council Chambers on Saturday, September 7th, 2024, to be utilized for fair vendors. Discussion? Councillor Zulak?
So, who would be in charge of like our equipment and everything? Like, how did that work last time?
Like staff can put equipment to the side. Lee said there would be about 5 to 6 vendors in here, and they could leave the council table intact, so vendors could use the room without disassembling everything. Staff can do our best to kind of move everything into the corner and barricade off at the table.
Did the market use the council chambers last time?
Yeah, for their markets, and then the fall fair did use this room last year, but it was for crafts and not vendors.
Okay. So it's basically the same. We give permission for the market too, so it only seems to make sense.
Yeah.
We try to keep the playing field level.
I think what happened though, wasn't it that the fair used it without our knowledge? and then the market wanted to use it because they were told they couldn't use it, and then the fair used it, and then the market was able to use it because the fair had used it, so there was some miscommunication.
Yeah, last year the fair didn't get permission to use the room,
right.
So that's why they're seeking it this year.
Yeah.
They were very quick last year, they were in and out, we didn't even hear them in the office setting up, we just walked in and everything was set up, but yeah, that's why they're seeking permission this year.
I think we took the tables apart and things last year for the market, like the Christmas market.
Yes, yeah.
I don't remember the details, but then we moved some of it into the library because we weren't using the library.
Yeah, I believe Rob Gibson
like
did a great job of disassembling everything and putting it back together.
I mean, it's a big memory, but.
Okay, any further discussion on that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Business, any comments, sir? New business? Councilor Peckham?
Just sort of wondering where the status of the post office is at. I've heard a little bit of concerns that about the future of the post office. I'm just wondering if, you know, if there is any issues or concerns that we act a little bit proactively and you know, send a letter to Canada Post saying that if we can assist in any way, that we, you know, strongly feel that the post office is an important part of our community.
So the previous postmaster gave her notice. She was finished work the end of or mid August. They have posted the postmaster position. I'm unsure as to where they are in the interview process. The postmaster previously left, and I had contacted her asking if the township could do anything for her to stay. She said it was nothing personally towards the township, it was just she had been offered a job in her career field that she was wanting to pursue, and it was a good opportunity for her, so it had nothing to do with the township. Currently they have a lady from Magnetowan covering. She used to be the postmaster in Magnetowan. She's very well versed and highly experienced in that position. She's with us until they hire someone. Again, I'm unsure as to the process where they are at now, but I did see the job posted, and they had it posted well in advance of the previous postmaster leaving. That's really all the update I have.
Okay, that's good. So they are advertising again. So, okay,
that's really good to hear that they're doing a second round. Do you know where it's advertised?
I saw it on Indeed personally. I'm sure it's on Canada Post website as well, and most likely JobBank.
Okay. That's promising then. So maybe we don't have to write right away if they're following the. It's just a try. They had quite a few people, I think, the first time through, and I guess they didn't pan out.
And usually when prospective candidates are going through the interview process with Canada Post, they usually do pop upstairs and ask like about the lease agreement and whatnot.
Right.
I kind of have an idea as to where council's going with this because they want to keep the post office open. So if a candidate were to approach me and wanted to negotiate, then I would come to council and you can decide there how to proceed. But I haven't received anyone so far, but I'll keep you updated.
So have they got posted downstairs if there's a job opportunity?
I'm unsure.
You think that, you know, for the people that come to the post office, if someone was in, you know, looking, if it was posted downstairs or at different places in the village.
Well, can we print up the job posting and put it on the bulletin boards?
Yeah, we can.
I'm not sure we can get involved, can we, with Canada Post? It's sort of their call.
Yeah. I will say, too, one way to support our local post office as well is actually purchasing stamps and what they have for sale in that post office, because Canada Post looks at the revenue from each office. And most people are picking up their mail and Amazon packages here. So if you are to purchase stamps, please do it in McKellar and not Prairie Sound, because that is one way that you can help contribute to keeping the post office.
There should be a sign right down there in the post office stating that.
Yes.
You know, or somewhere, like right there, you know.
Anything, probably. Even like if you're sending something priority post or
registered mail.
Anything like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you do it there.
Well, post something like that, sure.
Well, it would be good, or even if you don't think so, maybe even we, if we contact Canada Post and said, you know, could we put something here? I don't see what the harm would be to put.
Maybe it's word of mouth. I mean, that might be a good way too, just to mention here that you spread that too. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a gray area. Like, I think it's fine that the township posts the job on one of our public boards.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, I agree with the word of mouth for, you know, saying that the revenue needs to come from this post office to keep it going.
That's what I meant, the job posting.
Yeah.
That's what I was referring to, having the job posting. I don't think that there would be a problem if we copied it and put it up on our board or down at the post office board. Do you?
No, and I can confirm with the postmaster
that's
okay.
Because I think before, didn't they send stuff out in the mail?
Sure.
Because
yeah,
weren't you saying that, you know, certain people didn't, they only sent so many out?
They did put out, I think, a flyer in some of the mailboxes.
With the vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounding more positive. Any other new business? Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports, any committees you've attended, workshops? Councilor Zulak, I think, has already told us. The Municipal Association.
Yeah, and just the library, they were saying about how the IT person was in there, and it's going great.
Thought
he said that, yeah. Because I think you brought that up at council, that the library was in such a mess, they didn't know even how they could function.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Now their infrastructure has been up to date, and they're getting better speeds, and now they have a public Wi-Fi that is strictly public, so
mm-hmm.
that they can't get back into the township's
right.
System. So, yeah, no, it's a good setup now.
Do you know what their throughput is?
I'm unsure on the numbers.
Mm.
But I can tell you, just from inside here, it's we've noticed a difference for sure.
They're not done yet, are they?
They just finished today, the infrastructure portion. So they've replaced a lot of the wiring. They've redone the access points in the building. They're working on the sign outside. And then the next steps will be... migrating our emails over, and then a new server has been ordered, so that will probably come in the fall, and they've cleaned up our IT room, and everything looks really good.
And are they going to work on the YouTube idea that we talked about?
Yeah, there's a couple things. There's the YouTube. Also, our website now needs to be updated because the system we're on is going to be no longer. So I've talked to Al about that because the quote to migrate us to a new website was astronomical from the same company. So they do have a few ongoing projects that they're looking into.
Well, we certainly wanted a meeting about our website and to make changes, but a whole new one, I don't know if we budgeted for that. So.
No, this expense will most likely come in the next year, the year after, but the company we're currently with, they're migrating to a new system, so, and I don't agree that we should be paying, but the amount that they're quoting is basically the price of a new website, so I just had the IT people look at some other options for us.
No, that's good, because we've even questioned what are we getting for money with the company we have now, but anyway, that's down the road.
Will they be giving us any kind of reports from time to time? Do we ask them for that?
I can ask for one now that they've
sure.
completed the infrastructure portion
sure.
of the project, and then kind of prelude
what,
to
what
they're
next?
Going to be doing next.
Yeah, that would be helpful anyhow, for
yeah.
sure.
I noticed the vehicle was over at the public works yard today.
Yes, and they were at the fire hall, so they've moved Rob's dispatch computer into this building now because we have a backup generator, whereas the fire hall does not. So if the power goes down there, their dispatch goes down. That's over here now. And then they removed all of the old hardware from both sites, being the garage and the fire hall, just, you know, computers that were no longer in use, laptops, so they're cleaning everything up. They've itemized everything for us, provided asset lists, so we're just in better shape that way.
They'd be closer to providing new devices to Rob and to Jan?
That will be next, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that was what discussed with them, for sure, right? Because
yep.
both of them are using their own private devices, which is a significant risk.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they've done really well in a short period of time because they just came on with us, technically today.
Really? Gee, they made good progress in a day. No, that's great. I was quite impressed with them when they were here. I mean, they just went down the list of yeah. Anyway, so.
Okay, any other committee reports? Planning board or anything?
Planning board. I guess the only thing that came up there that concerns us would be, I believe it's coming back to our table, or at least the planning board table, of Carling trying to leave the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. I think we discussed it one other time and could come to a consensus that we rather not that happen, like that would put more financial burden on us.
Yeah, it's a question, I guess, whether the board makes the call or whether it's individual municipalities and they total them up and
mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen there.
Yeah, did we have a resolution from our council at all in the past regarding Carling leaving?
I believe in 2022.
Right.
But if that needs to come back to the table, we can have a resolution on for one of the next meetings.
Right. I guess no big hurry. I guess it'll come to the board for discussion. Then we'll probably get felt out there kind of thing with really no decision. Well, I guess the board can pass a resolution. Well, yeah, I believe they are going to, which would probably be in support of not allowing Carling to leave, I have a feeling. So it's kind of funny, one of the applications from Carling, which I didn't really believe in, but the planner from Carling that they have on staff on the one application wanted the two new parcels to not only, their existing parcels with existing septic beds, and he also was requesting that additional sites be approved on these two lots for septic beds when there already is two septic beds. So to me, that's, I don't know if you're really allowed to do that.
Well, I know with vacant, and you're looking at a site, they have a backup site. I mean, but for something that's already established, you're right, I don't know why you would even consider that. He's thinking of them as new lots, we were told, non-existing, so that's where the problem comes.
That's an argument. Hopefully the applicants really pursue that and don't let that happen. In case it snowballs right into McKellar or something. Did I just say that? Yeah.
Or is this two rural lots or waterfront lots?
They're waterfront, those two that were in Carling,
So it doesn't even allow for two additional one additional dwelling on each of those two lots if they're waterfront lots.
No, had nothing to do with any other dwelling. It was, I guess, if they at some point you decide to want a bigger septic bed or that one wasn't any good, but that's all usually triggered when you get a building permit. You know, if you want to put an addition on, well, then North Bay Mattawa gets called in and they do the approval. So it just seems like this is another onerous thing being handed down to the taxpayers, which I just didn't think it was right, but we'll see. It'll be come back to the table. That motion was deferred. So anyways, our rec committee will be, pretty much all of us will be over at McKellar Fall Fair over the rink there, setting up for the kids' games and that, so we're doing that on Saturday. And then on Saturday, September 14th, there's the Burt Weir Day at Minerva Park where Whispering Winds will be performing. And also on Saturday, September 14th, from 11 to 2, we're rescheduled the community get-together at the Broadbent Ballpark, so we're going to try to do that again and to try to get more questionnaires. I've talked about the playground. I've talked to the odd young person. Did you submit that? Oh, no, I didn't, kind of thing. So probably not very many came in, I would imagine.
I think I got 5 or 6, but
yeah,
just keep sending them our way. We're constantly looking for grants for play equipment, so...
Mm-hmm. So, no, so if this event happens, yeah, well, the questionnaire is right there, and please, you know, fill these out if you want to potentially see playground equipment here. So, yeah, so we'll be doing those, taking care of those three events, or helping those three events in the next couple of weeks. So everything's going good.
Is there something with that, the Burt Ware, on Friday evening, too? I saw it advertised. Were they using the multipurpose room? Have they booked anything there? It seemed to me that they were using Minerva Park, but also part of the community center.
Okay.
But if they haven't booked it.
Not from my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the exact details right offhand of the what's happening in the event. I just always thought it was all at Minerva Park. They set up a tent and all that on the Friday evening and then have the event most of through Saturday. At least last year they had it.
So. Yeah, chairs are going to Minerva, so I'm assuming that they're not using the multipurpose room.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the ad again, what they put on. It was a little confusing where things were.
Might depend on the weather, too.
Right. I think they mentioned something about the Straw House Gallery.
Yes,
that's
right.
There'll
be something there, too, yeah.
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 In the evening, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have Resolution 24-499. Moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of Appropriation Township McKellar has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Any discussion, anything you want to pull from that? Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Do you have any questions from the public, either in person or on Zoom? Hearing none, I have Resolution 24-500, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-69, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, a first and second reading, further read a third time and passed in open Council this third day of September 2024. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-501, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
8:19 p.m.
to meet again on September the 17th or at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.